everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be talking about destiny and fate, along with free will and our personal choice when assessing horoscopes, our chart, Vedic astrology. And so just a reminder, as always, here on Astrology Now, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, though on this segment, we may not be so hung up on the systems of astrology. It's really applicable to any system of astrology, I think. So let's go ahead and get started. I think that this is one of the biggest questions. I think it is also one of the biggest traps. I think that kind of walking the line between really understanding astrology as a science while also not getting locked into it as this predetermined fate 100% of the time. I think it's something that needs to be handled very delicately. And I think that it's this topic that can turn astrology from being this magnificent tool that we can use to influence our life, to support our life, to support our growth, or a tool that will kind of suck us dry, limit us, confine us, and lock us into certain thoughts or ideologies or beliefs that may or may not be grounded in any reality at all. And I'm giggling because it's like, I think a lot of us do it. I think that a lot of us come to astrology because we are looking for answers and we want to predict things so that we are in control and that we feel safe and that we know what's coming next. And in the same way, I think that we want to know who we are. We want to be able to explain why we are the way that we are. We want to have that validation and we want to seek understanding. All of that makes so much sense. It's so human. All of us do it. That's why we're interested. And again, I want to remind everyone that we are conscious beings. We have this incredible ability to experience self-awareness and insight and to grow from our patterns or our behavior, right? We think about behavior of animals in the wild. You know, a lot of them are kind of operating from natural instinct. And then there are some animals that can learn certain behaviors. And there are some animals that can change certain behaviors when, you know, when prompted or when it's evolutionarily supportive. And we have this really special ability to read a book. And while we are reading, think, this sounds like me, or this doesn't sound like me, or, you know, this does sound like me. This is a pattern that I have. This is something I need to work on. I am going to take action on this. It's this outstanding capacity that humans possess. And with that capacity, that means we have free will. We have the ability to decide what we do next. We have the ability to make active decisions on how we behave every single day. Our behavior is in our control. It may not always feel that way. It may take a lot of, you know, that neural pathway building, but we are in control, right? We have the ability to manage our behavior and our choices and our actions, and it's beautiful and it's brilliant. We don't always have the ability to control outside influence. We don't always have the ability to control the external world. And this is something that I think can be a little controversial. I am very much, and this is personal, right? This is my personal belief. Other people are going to agree or disagree, but I'll tell you my belief and I'll tell you why I believe what I believe. I believe that we as humans have a profound ability to manifest. And I think that we can support events occurring for us in life. And I think that we can, you know, do a lot to materialize wishes. I don't believe that every single thing that happens to us in life is a product of our mind. I don't believe that. I think that that kind of veers into a kind of dangerous avenue. So, for example, if someone is driving their car home on a, you know, access road, Saturday night, somebody is drunk and veers into them. I do not personally believe that that person brought on that accident with their mind. There was probably something happening astrologically, which we'll get into. There was probably some sort of external force at play, but I don't think that people create things with their mind that way. I think that this is actually something very dangerous in like self-help communities or in spiritual communities, where it very quickly turns into victim shaming and it can very quickly turn into narcissistic abuse, manipulation. Unfortunately, it's happened to me. It was one of the most tremendously scary experiences of my life. If you've watched the documentary, the docuseries, The Vow, about like the Nexium cult, it talks about this. You know, it's like they kind of groom individuals by helping them see the power that they truly do have in terms of being able to control their emotions and control their behavior and really seize control of their life. But then it quickly turns into, well, I abused you because you brought it onto yourself. You know, you thought it, or you were afraid of it, and so it happened. It's horrible. I don't believe in it personally. My personal belief is that there are external factors that we cannot control, and that ties into karmic matters that we are assigned to in this life. There is God consciousness, who's a part of the karma too, of course, a part of everything, and, you know, pervades all of living reality. And then there is us and our ability to control how we respond and interact with everything. It is so profoundly powerful. And this is what can really set us free when looking at our birth chart. Again, looking at our birth chart can be something that confines us and limits us and scares us, or it can be something that sets us free and helps us feel limitless in our abilities. And so something that I was thinking about recently was genetics. I was thinking about having genes for certain illnesses and how we have so much influence on if those genes manifest. So for example, if I come from a family where there's a lot of heart disease, and so I have kind of this hereditary predisposition to have heart disease. And, you know, living a life where I'm running and exercising and really taking care of diet and nutrition, hopefully I'm doing my best to steer away from that genetic predisposition. And then, of course, there are actually like genes that we have that can turn on certain illnesses. And then with certain lifestyle changes or, you know, dietary changes, we can do our best to work against that gene turning on. And similarly, if we have a gene for something and we're not taking care of ourselves and playing into the lifestyle and habits that will support that gene in manifesting, then we're so much more likely to become sick. Astrology is incredibly similar. And so when we are looking at our birth chart, it is going to show us, and I think this is the most powerful reason to use astrology, our horoscope is going to reveal to us our challenges, our weaknesses, areas that we need to be sensitive to. And it's also going to show us our strongest planets, our most powerful houses, the personality qualities that make us strong. And so when we look at our horoscope, we can see those strengths and play them up. Okay, I have this planet in the 10th house. It's super strong. I have Mars. Mars is in the 10th house. It's receiving full directional strength. I know that I'm passionate. I know I'm entrepreneurial. I am going to play up these qualities to my advantage, and I'm going to be watching out for those Jupiter transits that really amplify and brighten the 10th house. I'm going to plan for those. If you have Jupiter on the ascendant, I'm a natural teacher. I'm a natural influencer. I'm a natural guide. I have natural optimism. I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm going to help people. I'm going to share. I'm going to really work to amplify that Jovian Jupiterian energy within myself. Now, the things that everyone's interested in, I feel like most people are interested in the negative things because, you know, we want to know what to look out for. This is where things get interesting. This is when we start seeing those possible genes that can creep up, right? Maybe someone has a tendency for explosive anger. Maybe someone has a tendency to not let themselves feel seen or to doubt themselves. Maybe someone has a tendency to have relationship issues. It's like, okay, you know, I have this malefic planet in the 7th house. I know that there is karmic information to be learned in regards to relationship and intimacy. Let's go ahead and say it's K2. So K2 is in the 7th house. If you have the karmic axis between houses 1 and 7, we know that there is karma in regards to relationship and intimacy. So you read about K2 in the 7th, and we learn that when K2 is in the 7th, there can be some vacillations with relationship. Maybe it also can bring like a past life connection. Relationships may come very easily. But sometimes, not everyone, sometimes when K2 is in the 7th, something can always feel like it's missing in relationship. So if we see that in our birth chart and we know that it is something about our character, we don't just say, oh, okay, whatever. You know, I'm never going to feel satisfied. I'll just kind of bounce person to person. If that's what people want, that's fine. But maybe there's also this other desire to be like, why? Why don't I feel satisfied? What's going on? I'm going to learn everything that I can learn about intimacy, attachment styles, fulfillment of self, fulfillment of relationships. I'm going to do the inner work that I need to do so that I can work through some of this karmic stuff of having K2 in the 7th. That's one of the most powerful ways to utilize astrology. It won't always cure the karma, right? If you have K2 in the 7th, there still may be some stuff that needs to be experienced because, you know, if there are some lessons that need to be learned with the help of others, karmic contracts are very big. You know, we may have a karmic contract with someone where we need to experience a relationship so that we can really embody a certain lesson, or we can have a facet of ourself revealed. Like I was saying with the K2 and the 7th, we wouldn't know that we didn't feel fulfilled in relationship unless we had relationships, right? So there still may be some of that experience that needs to be had. But then we are really able to see the lesson and work with it. Maybe you are an individual who has a difficult time allowing themselves to stand out. And then you look at your birth chart and you realize there's this heavy influence of K2 in your chart, maybe, or maybe there is some sort of shadowy aspect to the sun. And you see that and it's validated. Okay, I have this configuration where it's difficult for me to stand out. It's difficult for me to feel confident, to take center stage. Okay, well, what's the lesson in that? Why, or really what is inhibiting you? What are you protecting by not allowing yourself to stand out? What are you gaining by not allowing yourself to stand out? Or when in life did you begin feeling a lack of confidence? And so it's starting to dissect these things and working to resolve and heal them so that you can begin to step into this role of confidence if that's what you want. Really help the energy of the sun brighten and illuminate again, some people may be shy and lack confidence and they feel totally okay with that and they don't want to work on it, and that's okay. But I think a lot of people, you know, they want to feel that sense of being able to take up space. And then there are these other qualities, right? Less savory qualities about ourselves. Maybe we have a birth chart where we can be a little sneaky, and we know we can be a little sneaky, and lo and behold, our birth chart reflects that we can be sneaky. Maybe we hide information. We're a little deceptive sometimes. It's not a reason to be deceptive and hide things. It's a notice from the universe to say, hey, this is a quality that you have. How can we be more honest? How can we really work to be honest and straightforward and open? You know, and same thing with searching into ourselves. Why? Like, where did this come from? What is the benefit that we're getting by being deceptive? And how can we alchemize that so that we are receiving the same level of benefit and reward with honesty and transparency in ourselves and for the world around us? Or we have a birth chart where maybe we're prone to looking outside of relationships, not feeling satisfied in relationships. You know, it's like, that's not an excuse to be immoral, right? It's not an excuse to kind of lean into that. It's a wake-up call. Hey, you kind of have this tendency, don't you? How can we work with that? How can we transform this energy to support ourselves and to support the people that we're dating and to manage that? And again, I mean, I'm using relationships as many of the examples because I think it's easy to relate to. But with money, I see this a lot. People will have charts where they just will make money and spend money. They burn a hole through their pocket. It does not mean that we will forever be locked in this space where money is flowing through our pockets, right? We have to be more disciplined. We have to be more regimented. We have to understand that quality so that we can work with it. And so I gave a lot of examples, but the point of all of it is that all of us are going to have these positions in our birth chart that are less helpful, challenging, and inhibiting. And when we see them as we're learning astrology, it's so important not to view them as this lifelong curse, right? That'll be with us to the end and we may as well succumb to it. And that's just the way that we are. The entire reason for being on this planet in this incarnation is to grow and evolve. And so we are blessed. Every single one of us who has the opportunity to see our birth chart is blessed beyond belief to see what it is that we need to work on and refine and evolve so that we can grow to the best of our ability. And so I don't believe that there is any God in the universe that would see an individual working with this and not support them, right? The entire reason is to be supported in this journey and to find this personal empowerment. Now, all of that to say, there are those external factors. No one is going to have a life free of opposition. No one is going to have a life free of challenges. And when we look at transits, yes, there will be external karmas that come up. There will be things that happen that are beyond our control. And we will see that our birth chart will be reflected of those karmas. So, you know, if we have a debilitated 10th lord, assuming there are no cancellations or there are no benefic aspects, we have a certain transit to it. Yeah, in that period of time, we may have some career stuff. But if in the meantime, we were being ethical in work, we were doing our work to the best of our ability, we were applying ourselves, by the time that karma rolls around, it's going to feel so much different than if we were acting from a place of unawareness, you know, or if we had no idea what was going on, if we didn't have the astrology. And so the astrology is helpful because it helps us break free from our predisposition, from those patterns that are inherent to us. And then it's also helpful because we can prepare in advance for harder transits. We know when harder transits are happening, and then we know when they're going to end and when they're going to be over. So it really provides so much freedom and liberty. And again, I mean, I think it's just so important to remember that there are things in our chart that don't have to be activated. Maybe you have something that shows explosive behavior and reactivity. That doesn't mean that you have to explode and be reactive for forever. Okay, you know you're explosive, you know you're reactive, you look at your birth chart, you have that confirmed. Working on anger management, working on reactivity. You see that your emotions are a mess and you're afraid and you struggle with fear and anxiety. Working on it, right? Finding support, finding a coach or a mentor to help really work with that anxiety and fear. It does not by any means need to be that you are afraid for your entire life. That's not the way it works, at least in my opinion. So I hope that this is helpful. I was inspired by a conversation I had this week with my boyfriend, and then I was inspired again today with a conversation I had with a lovely client. And I think something that he and I were talking about is that we look around, there are people who are born with an inability to walk, for example. They have like some sort of abnormality. And then throughout life, it's corrected and they are able to walk just fine. Or there are people with certain qualities of their bodies that inhibit them and they are able to grow and move through them. Or people who get to hear for the first time. And so we see people change and evolve and grow and heal. People don't just sit there and, you know, it's not that people will just sit there and deteriorate and just stay stuck in this one way. And so you're not stuck either. You're not boxed in either. You're not limited either. You are given every opportunity to grow and evolve and seek a life of abundance and grace. And you have this precious opportunity to see your chart, to validate the things that you know, likely, and start working on them so that you can change and transform and alchemize these qualities to become the absolute best that you can be. And break free of anything that you think is holding you back. It's absolutely possible to move through what it is that you perceive as a limitation. And so I want to see you be the best that you can be. The world is relying on all of us to be the most amazing, bright, energized, vibrant, compassionate, moral versions of ourselves. And as spiritual seekers on the path, it truly is one of the most beautiful opportunities that we have in this life to create the most beautiful world that we can with our behavior and our actions. So my Instagram is astrologynow_podcast. My Patreon is patreon.com/astrologynow. My website is innerknowing.yoga. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. See you all next week.